Here's a word you'll be hearing a lot this weekend, ciclovia. It means bikeway in Spanish and bike path in Portuguese. It also means a lot of people will be out biking and walking and skating through 5 miles of road in downtown Pensacola this Saturday.
It comes from Bogota, Colombia, actually.
Sally Rosendahl is one of the co-founders of Pensacola Open Streets, the people bringing ciclovia to Pensacola.
They started it 40 years ago there to try to get their people healthier. They have tremendous traffic problems there, and they wanted to provide a safe place for people to recreate. So they began closing the streets on Sunday morning, every week, and allowing people to bring their bicycles, their strollers, their skates, their skateboards. Actually, all you need is a heartbeat to come out and get moving.
Rosendahl and her husband learned about ciclovia while spending a winter in Panama City, where streets are closed every Sunday morning. She says hundreds of thousands come out and enjoy the event.
At 9 a.m. on March 25th, we can legitimately add our name to an elite group of progressive cities around the world that have had ciclovias and are looking at health and wellness with a different set of eyes.
Palafox Place from Garden Street to the pier will be closed to motor vehicles from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday, as will Bayfront Parkway Main Street from the Gulf Power Building to Maritime Park.
There'll be activities all along the route, so we're setting up in the Maritime Park. We have the entire park, so we encourage you to bring blankets and spend the day. We have activities at Main and Palafox. We're going to have smoothie bike competition there, where we have two smoothie bikes, which are stationary bikes that have blenders on the front of them, and they're pedal powered. So you make a smoothie with pedal power, and that's sponsored by the Escambia County Department of Health. We have food trucks on either end of the route on Main and down by the Maritime Park, where there aren't any restaurants, but they are prohibited by the Escambia County Department of Health dietitians from serving fried foods, sugary drinks, and they must serve a fruit and vegetable with every meal. So a true spirit of health and wellness.
Rosendahl says there will be 3 helmet stations set up along the route where cyclists, regardless of age or size, can be fitted for a new helmet free of charge. And the event is not open to just cyclists.
You can stroll, walk, run, bike, skateboard, skate. Anything that doesn't have a motor and requires a license plate is welcome on the event.
There will also be 3 parklets set up on Palafox Place. Those are miniature parks the size of a single parking space and will be set up by Jerry Pate Design and decorated by Duh. The University of West Florida will also be getting involved.
The students in Dr. Barrington's class at UWF are actually doing a survey and asking people, would they have exercised today? They will ask them economic questions about, did you find a restaurant or a store that you didn't know was here before? Did you spend money at the event? Questions about whether or not they would use a bike share program, which is in the works here, and a skateboard park, which we're also looking at as another avenue for health and wellness. It's a comprehensive evaluation that the students produced themselves, and they will take the survey, they will collate the data, and all of that will be in concert with the Haas Research Center.
And the results of that survey may influence the decision on having a second ciclovia in Pensacola. For her part, Sally Rosendahl thinks that's a no-brainer.
I always say that when you experience one, your only ask is, when can we do this again? There is just something about being in the middle of a street, a safe street, with other people having fun. It's truly a happy day.
Ciclovia will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. in downtown Pensacola. You can find a map of the streets that will be closed on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.